This is WUWM. I'm education reporter Emily Files. Whether college campuses can stay open safely during this pandemic is becoming more uncertain as the fall semester gets underway. On Monday, UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank sent an urgent directive to undergrad students: limit your social activity for the next 14 days or risk campus shutting down. Here's Blank in a recorded video message.
We've reached the point where we need to quickly flatten the curve of infection, or we will lose the opportunity to keep campus open to students this semester.
Blank sent her warning after COVID-19 cases among students spiked last week, with more than 100 positive test results each on Saturday and Sunday, and an increasing positivity rate of 7.8%. For the next 2 weeks, Blank is asking students to limit in-person interaction to essential tasks, but she stopped short of suspending in-person classes. Matthew Mitnick, chair of UW-Madison's student government, says Blank's directive doesn't go far enough.
Because it kind of attributes the spread to students, and it kind of points the finger at students when the university is practically encouraging violations to occur through in-person classes and having the residence halls at close to 90% capacity.
Mitnick says the student government wants UW-Madison to move all classes online. Timothy Yu is a professor at Madison and president of the school's chapter of the American Association of University Professors. He also thinks moving to online-only instruction is the right call.
I think it's inevitable because it's probably one of the few tools we have left to restrict student movement even further. I think it would probably be wise just because it would send to students the signal, hey, we're really serious, like we really have to, you know, stay in place for at least a few weeks. It would also protect faculty and staff if students are getting infected and then coming to campus.
UW-Madison officials justify continuing with in-person classes because, they say, most of the COVID spread appears to have happened at off-campus social gatherings, not academic activities. UW-Milwaukee isn't dealing with an outbreak like Madison, but leaders there are also trying to convince students to be cautious. UWM Chief of Police Joseph Lemire spoke during a city COVID-19 press briefing Tuesday. He says his department is ramping up to remind students in off-campus housing that they should not have big parties.
We're providing a service where we're getting out there in the afternoon and the early evening hours and interacting with students where we can see where either there isn't social distancing or masks in place, where if it looks like there might be some sort of social gathering that's about to take place, we're intervening at a lower level, a more educational level, talking with them, explaining to them, helping people understand that this isn't just about you.
Lemire says students may face disciplinary action if they violate UWM's COVID-19 safety pledge. UWM reported 19 positive cases among students last week. Marquette University has seen 22 student cases since August 21st, according to its online dashboard late Tuesday. But it is important to note that Marquette and UWM are currently limiting testing mainly to symptomatic students, which means there may be asymptomatic positive cases going undetected. UWM will soon scale up its COVID-19 monitoring with routine testing of students living in dorms. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.